Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Drop under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master in the studio. We're on a roll, 2 weeks in a row. Actually, after all the traveling I've been doing over the last 4 or 5 months, I got to tell you, it's kind of nice to kind of stay put for a few weeks. And that's kind of, we got at least a three or four week run where we're actually going to hang in the studio here and catch up on a lot of dive related news and just all around fun stuff. And, but I still have the same cast of characters, rotating in and out. Every week, Bill here. Every week, he's here in the flesh.
With the possible exception of last week, when I wasn't here.
Right.
But I sent some of my flesh.
You did.
Yes.
You did.
Eric was here last week.
Yeah, who had come from Bill's loins.
Yes.
And
you can still see some of it in him, or on him.
I just threw up a little bit in my mouth there. But in the studio, besides Bill this week, is Mermaid Angela. How you doing, Angela?
Yeah, baby.
Hey, Greg,
good to see you in the flesh or in, yeah. in the scale.
She's in the flesh?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, of course, you just heard Single Scott from singlescott.com.
Hi, Greg.
You guys are kind of like, a team.
Yes.
A lot of times when we travel, it's usually Scott and Angela and myself.
I think of them as the push me, pull you of Scuba Radio.
And I'll just leave that one alone.
Yeah, I have no idea what that means.
I don't think we want to know.
I'm telling you, quite honestly, that is the most useful expression you can have in your vocabulary when dealing with Angela and Single Scott.
Okay.
I'll just leave
so.
That one alone.
All right, fair
Thank
enough.
You.
But it's been a while. I haven't seen Angela in probably a month or so. She kind of took, let's just put it this way. The restraining order is worn off now. And she,
I don't think they wear off.
It's been lifted.
Expired.
Expired.
Yeah,
that's it.
They don't just wear off. If you keep providing friction, it doesn't just go away. That's not how it works.
Forget about it.
Yeah, let's not bring up friction either.
No.
Yes.
But she's back, and and we're getting ready for this downtime that I have back in the studio. I'm actually catching up and planning ahead for our next season of big travel. Now, we're leaving on another liveaboard trip September 26th, our next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. But other than that, we're kind of wrapping things up here for the year. And then we're going to, we're starting to look ahead into 2010 and work on some other big trips and things like that as we get ready for the DEMA show. But we'll talk a little bit about September 26th, liveaboard. We're going to have Clay from Explore Ventures on the show today. They got a big announcement from that liveaboard company, the official liveaboard company, by the way, of Scuba Radio, Explorer Venture. So stick around for that. But we got to talk to these guys, find out what they've been up to and how they've fared since our last outing. Matter of fact, I can't even remember. And what was the last trip with
which,
you,
which
Angela?
One of you did we out last
Chicago?
Time?
Chicago.
That's what I can't remember. Which one did we out?
Chicago, I think, was our last trip.
That's right. That's why I can't remember it. Yes.
I vaguely remember it.
Right.
Of course. Now it's coming back to me.
It was fun.
Okay, so we want to talk about other things. No. Yeah, Chicago was your last outing there at Haig Quarry.
Yes.
And we had a good time there.
Yep.
From what I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's pictures, though.
There's pictures?
Yeah, I think.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it wasn't quite as long for Scott. He was on our last Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. What? What are you laughing at, Bill?
There's nothing that a man likes more in his introduction than it wasn't that long for Scott.
Once again, I'm going to leave it lie.
Leave it lie. Yes, we are on Caribbean Explorer 2.
Yeah, doing the Bahamas trip. A different itinerary of what we're doing September 26th, but same boat, same crew.
Good crew. Great diving, wall dives. It was great.
Yeah, and you made some new friends on that vessel. Have you heard from any of our passengers and dive buddies from that trip yet?
Not any passengers. The crew and I have stayed in touch.
You have?
Yes.
So which ones? Who?
Elisa,
right? Okay. Yep. She's from the UK, right?
UK. Used to work on Paul Allen's boat.
That's right.
Yeah.
We were talking about,
I don't know if we're
Bill
supposed
Gates.
To talk about it, but we were talking about it anyway.
Yeah. Bill Gates' better half. Is that what he is, Paul Allen? Is that what he was?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Actually, I think Belinda Gates is Bill Gates' better half.
Oh.
Paul Allen's the guy who owns the Supersonics and founded a company with Bill Gates.
So he has all the money. So, maybe he's his better half in the business sense.
Right. Yeah.
No?
Paul Allen has about a third of the money of Bill Gates.
Oh, okay. Well, then I
guess. Who's counting?
Up. Yeah, but it's still plenty.
Yeah.
It's still plenty. Plenty.
Yeah, and Elisa worked on his boat, one of his boats. What was the name of it again? It was, I remember she told us.
Wait a sec. I think this is the quote when we asked what the name of that boat was.
Wow, that's hard.
Is that the no?
No, that's not the name of it.
That's why she left.
Interesting.
Yeah, maybe.
She said it was quite a boat though.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it was.
I don't doubt it one bit.
I'm sure it was a ship.
Yeah, but it was good stuff and she had some great stories for us and I think she's going to be
on
the boat.
And that accent.
Yeah, the accent was great.
Mm-hmm.
That was a winner.
Everybody loves that.
I have not heard from Amanda, though.
Amanda?
I thought he said a man.
Amanda.
Oh, Amanda's the one who was going on the other trip, right?
Exactly.
So on the last, well, maybe.
What?
Was she a nudist? She was
at
Canadian.
At times.
Tell us more.
French Canadian.
Yeah, how much can we talk about Amanda? Should we throw a little APV?
I'd love to say hello to her, yeah.
Well, say hi, Amanda.
Hi, Amanda.
So Amanda was basically...
Good. Not only radio for one, but radio for one who's probably not listening.
Well,
fantastic.
Exactly.
Best thing ever.
Evidently,
let's
Amanda...
Let's pretend she's listening.
So let's set the stage. On the last night of the cruise, Friday night, you go into port in the Bahamas. You hang out, you have dinner, and you might tie one on with the crew because it's the one night of the week, the last night of the cruise, where the crew is actually allowed to go out with the passengers and drink.
Right, because the rest of the time they're working.
Yeah.
They got responsibilities, safety concerns, things like that. Important safety feature if you're going to be in the Bahamas last night, put a $20 bill someplace where you can't spend it. Not saying anything, just saying. Make sure you got 20 bucks.
Yo-ki.
Or they'll keep you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Departure tax.
Good call.
Yeah.
Right.
They don't tell you about those things.
No.
Yeah.
Last night, put 20 bucks someplace where you won't spend it.
And
important
if you put it in the
feature.
Right place, they may not make you pay it.
I don't think I want that money. Yeah.
But regardless, Friday night, that's when they blow it out in the port where the liveaboard comes back into dock after a week of diving. And you go hang out with, maybe meet some locals, hang out with the passengers, the crew all get together. And everyone goes out and mingles at one of the local watering holes. And we had a couple groups that had split up. And Scott, you had stayed with Elisa and a couple of the other folks from the crew, right? And then you
in Austin. Yes. Yeah, so we went to a local hotel. You guys went to the fish fry.
Right. We went to the fish fry.
If you don't remember, you went to the fish fry.
Yeah. Now that you mention it, I do.
Vaguely.
But you went to Peace and Plenty, the little hotel there at Georgetown, Exuma.
Yep.
Nice little friendly doctor. What's his name?
Doctor of Concoctions.
Doctor of Concoctions. Doctor Beer.
Yum.
Doctor Liquor.
Doctor Liquor. And we had to pay him to stay because they were going to close when we walked in. I don't know if they saw us at first, but it wasn't very busy. So we paid him to stay.
Yeah.
And proceeded to drink.
Yeah. So you had a few drinks with, the crew and you met this girl. Amanda was there hanging out, or how did that happen?
I don't know. Elisa went to the bathroom and came back with her.
Okay. Well, that's the best kind of girl to be right
so,
there, honest, sounds like.
So Elisa set me up, basically.
Really? That's how you think that's what happened?
I think so.
Really? Oh, wow.
She was trying to get rid of me.
Now, Amanda was actually getting ready to go on another liveaboard, like, the following week.
Oh, the next day, when we were leaving that Saturday, she was getting on another boat.
So she was a diver. She liked to go down. You guys got together on Friday night, and A little pre-dive safety check? Is that what happened or what?
Yay.
Safety sausage?
Oh,
I don't know.
Wow. So, but
we had a good time.
And
he hasn't heard one peep from her since.
Exactly.
Well, she's Canadian, so she lives in another country, and they don't even speak English there.
She liked to say she was French-Canadian.
Yeah, I bet she did. So
Montreal.
So basically, now we've ensured that Amanda will never make contact again. Is that what? No.
Or how? I don't know.
No, Amanda, if you're out there, come on, contact Scott, email the World of Boating or
let me help you, Scott. Scott, let me help you.
Amanda. She's not listening, so say whatever you want.
Amanda, comment ça va?
She was the Amanda that Boston wrote that song about. Amanda.
She was 5'11".
And she was 5 when that song was written.
There she are.
Yeah.
There
maybe.
She are. Yar.
So, I don't know, but she was a diver, and she seemed like a nice girl.
She was very nice.
Yeah.
And good drinker, which she would fit in perfect with us.
Yeah. Not when she's diving, but when she wasn't diving, she was able to hold down her booze, is what you're saying?
Absolutely.
God bless her.
If I may, just to throw this out there as a programming note, you're listening to The World of Boating, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Right.
And, of course, to some French-Canadian girl that Scott met in the Bahamas.
Right. Now,
which
why
is pretty
are we
much
doing...
what we've talked about for the first 20 minutes of the program.
Because... Oh, that's right. We're supposed to talk about diving.
No. Let's be real. There's 10 grand on the line here. You know,
you still
got your little contest going, right?
Yeah.
That's why I'm throwing this out here. I mean, if we can bring Amanda into the circle here, bring her into the club.
Alisa would get $10,000.
No, what about us? If we help bring, don't we get a cut?
Alisa found her.
Screw Alisa.
Next.
I thought we were helping singlescott.com.
Alisa introduced me to her, so she would get the reward.
All right, and for those of you who don't know, Scott has a little contest going on right now that if you introduce him to his bride-to-be, you'll get a $10,000 reward, $1,000 a year for every year he is married to this girl. So it's kind of like a finder's fee.
Hold on.
What?
It's $10,000 or is it $1,000 for every year that he's married?
Up to 10 years.
Up to 10 years.
What if you die? Do I get ripped off because you have lived an unhealthy lifestyle?
Then you need to take out insurance. Life insurance.
How often do I get the check? That's the other question. Do I get a check once a year?
Once a year on our anniversary.
Are you writing a check to me on your wedding day?
No.
You got to wait a year.
You got to be married for a whole year?
You don't want a gold digger. Come on. Yeah, someone just got taken.
You're making us into gold diggers. You are creating an entire culture of gold diggers.
It's the only chance I have.
All right, just remember, I want everyone listening right now, info@scubaradio.com. You email me, I introduce you to Scott.
Yeah.
We split it 50-50. We got a deal? Come on.
Every woman is looking for a man who's willing to spend $1,000 a year just to keep her married to him. Every woman wants that.
Well, they get it, and then some. Let's be real.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Of boating and scuba radio. Yeah, you just take your pick. It doesn't really matter. But I am Greg the Dive Master at this point. See, it's been so long since I've been in the studio, I can't even keep my show straight anymore. You know, we do 2 hours above water, 2 hours below water, and sometimes they start to mix together into kind of some special concoction.
We talked about so much scuba diving in the first segment, I can see where you got confused.
Yeah, it could be. I don't know. I think it's the Canadians. Every time I bring up a Canadian or Canada, it kind of throws me off.
It's going to get worse. Let me tell you about this. This is a story plucked from the headlines. Underwater divers who allegedly, this is according to allegations, take a whiz in the parking lot are not welcome at the fashionable seaside community of Lions Bay in Canada. Now, here's what's going on here. Apparently, you can be fined up to $10,000 for being a non-resident scuba diving at the Kelvin Grove Beach Park in Canada.
All right, so let me get this straight. The Canadians are in
banning
this area,
scuba diving.
They're banning because the divers that go to this park are peeing in the parking lot as opposed to their wetsuits when they get in the water? What the hell's the matter with these
people? Well, now keep in mind that this is not warm water. This is British Columbia.
So it's a dry suit.
So they're dry suit people.
Well,
now here's what, according to a council person, Peach Akerheim.
Nice.
Peach.
Nice.
Yep.
Exactly. Okay.
Too many divers strip down to total nudity at their cars and then urinate around the parking lot within view of residences.
That sounds like a party to me.
What's wrong with that? They should be out there having, watching, having a barbecue.
Are these? This obviously isn't the French part of Canada.
This is not the French part of Canada. This is the part where they name people Peach.
Yeah, okay.
Now, according to the Pescadero Dive Club in Vancouver, British Columbia, petty minds are at work, and they feel that this move in this town of 1,400 is fascist. So name-calling is definitely a key part of this work.
They won't allow us to urinate in their parking lot. They're fascists, I tell you!
Yeah, apparently it's a really nice beach park, though. It's got an underwater wall. They've got wolf eels, anemones, and sharks. And in fact, according to the Cousteau Society, it's tough to put your hand down without touching sponges, coral, or something. So my advice, don't put your damn hands down.
Mm-hmm.
Stay off the reef, you moron.
Yeah.
He says... the complaints are overblown because being nude is virtually impossible. Over 90% of the people wear dry suits, so they clearly have underwear. I don't even understand this argument. My favorite part of this story, however, is the very logical woman, Corrine, in British Columbia. Corrine has come up with a group protest that I think is the voice of reason that we had all hoped for.
Well, that finally.
She said in an online web log, "This is all kinds of disgusting. I say we organize a mass pee-off at the beach."
Yes.
So this is just the sort of thing I hope for.
Hold on.
Get to knees.
Canadian women.
That's an Olympic
on the
event.
Beach.
That's an Olympic event in Canada.
I believe that it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would that entail exactly?
A mass pee-off?
Yeah.
Yep. We can write a song about it.
Yes, I'm sure we could.
I think it ought to be more of a festival kind of thing.
Yes.
They have different events like, okay, who can spell the longest name
in the snow? In the snow.
Right.
In British Columbia. Mm-hmm. In
who
the
can
snow.
Melt the ice?
Yes.
You know, that kind of thing.
Yes. The deepest hole in the ice.
Mm-hmm.
There we are. That's nice.
See?
That's nice.
We're putting it together.
See,
this is all working out.
Mm-hmm. This is why Canada needs America. They need us. To
you
solve
know,
their
many
their
Canadians
problems.
Say that on a daily basis.
Exactly.
Boy, do we need the U.S.
Yep.
Now that we've lost Michael J. Fox, what have we got left? Seriously.
Really? Good point. Yeah, well, that
Bob
you know,
and Doug McKenzie
sad.
Save us now.
You know, I mean, when you got to go, you got to go. Yeah, you know, sure, they could come up with some reasonable solution like a porta potty. Ho-ho!
Oh, geez, heaven
but,
forbid.
But no.
Or a trough.
Or bathrooms.
Or they ban dry suits and make them go. They make them go in like 8 mil wetsuits or something.
That'll be good. Bunch of Michelin men waddling to the beach. That'll be fantastic.
Yeah, but yeah, I don't know. What are you going to do?
Well, apparently, you're going to pee in their parking lot. It's 1,400 people. It's a lot of people. I mean, it's a lot of money to have to come up with to support a public restroom facility when your community is only 1,400 people. I mean, you think about that.
Are they all going at the same time? I don't know why this is such a big deal.
Apparently,
how many people are going?
You know what? If it was me and I was at my house and I walked out the door and there was some guy standing there peeing in front of me, one's enough.
Okay. Also, well, how close are they to the residence? You know, we really don't know.
Apparently
what's
within
going
view.
On.
Apparently within well, view, according to Peach.
Well, Peach, listen up. People have to go, you know. I mean, I don't think it's that big of a deal. I mean, just look the other way for a couple seconds. It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah. How big is the water there in British Columbia? It's pretty.
It's the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah,
it's pretty big.
They can always go to the water.
Just go
edge,
into
I guess.
The water. Yeah.
That
just
probably wouldn't be.
Let's
ideal.
Talk to the divers, and the divers can be more responsible here.
Yes.
There you go. We're coming up.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
We started.
started producing scuba radio in 1997, the same year that Designated Diver Sportwear made its debut at the DEMA show in Anaheim, California. Designated Diver Sportwear has pretty much been our supplier for scuba radio tees ever since. It was their commitment to quality and stylish diver designs that caught our attention then and continues to this day. Designated Diver's unique combination of silkscreen printing and embroidery have become the gold standard for those who want to express their divers and are proud of it. So popular, in fact, that many divers around the world now collect them. Of course, over the years, Designated Diver has evolved into more than just diver tees. They were recently acquired by Designated Sports Incorporated, featuring additional lines like Yak Heads for kayaking and paddle enthusiasts, and It's What I Do, the lifestyle line of fun tees that let you express your passion for the sport or activity that you do and enjoy. Go to designatedsports.com to see all the latest styles and put them to work for you and your organization today. No projects too big or too small. That's designatedsports.com.
Back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Billy Engineer, Mermaid Angela, and Single Scott in the studio today. Just going and catching up on a bunch of dive-related news and information for you.
Yes, that's exactly what we're doing. Exclusively dive-related news and information.
Well, it is. I mean, we got to watch out for them, those Canadian divers. We got to get that out there. And
it's not just the Canadians.
Well, it's how much fun diving really is.
And it is. Well, and you know what? It doesn't even need to be real diving. Snorkeling can be fun, too.
Yes.
Story. Byline. The town of Llanwrtyd, Wales. I don't know how familiar you are with the Welsh, but they have a shortage of vowels. The name of this town, Llanwrtyd. I think it's pronounced Stephen. I have no idea. But this is a little town in Wales in the United Kingdom. And this town actually has made a name for itself by doing goofy stuff. And they have an annual World Bog Snorkeling Championship.
World Bog?
A bog is like a swamp. Okay. And this particular bog is a peat bog. So it's got really slimy, disgusting crap everywhere.
Okay, it's like the British Columbia where the divers are peeing in the water.
It's worse, I think.
Probably worse. Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I do like the water.
Oh, water and fish. If you pay half as much attention to me as you do those fish, I'd be the happiest wife in Flatbush.
Give me some water.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master. And so we got a bog. We got a world snorkeling championship in some bog, which is like swampy water.
Yes.
Just a messy kind of. Here's the visibility
what they
can't be that great. Sure.
No.
Okay. So what is the point of this competition?
Here's what they do. They got 150 people from all across the United Kingdom.
Right.
And it was a windy, rainy, crappy day. Oh, wait, I already said it was in England.
Yeah.
And anyway, what they did was they get in with a mask, fins, and snorkel, and they swim 60 meters. So that's about 60 yards, give or take.
Right.
Down and back.
Okay.
And they do this for the shortest amount of time. Now, the guy who founded it is 74 years old. His name is Gordon Green. And he managed to do it in 5 minutes. But the record for this snorkel through the swamp
is about
3 minutes and 15 seconds. But people do this year after year after year after year. It is a charity event that is done as the World Bog Snorkeling Championships. And it is, I'm sure it's fun. I'm sure it's just as good as, I don't know, diving in Fiji or...
No, I'm going to say no.
I don't think so.
I think it might be comical to watch because I would imagine part of the competition just
would be
watching
the shower that you take afterwards.
Well, that it could be, but
hours and hours of trying to get the fog out of you.
Snorkel, 30 yards out and come back to the same spot because I'm guessing they can't really see very well.
You definitely don't want to get bogged down.
And, of course, as you know, here is Pete from Scuba Board with the puns. Pete the punner is here in the studio.
We call him the Punisher.
So, I don't know. This bog competition, maybe that'll be an Olympic event next Olympics. That's always possible.
I think there's going to be another competition in a bog. Well, at least in a swamp this afternoon. Go Gators.
Okay, there's a Gator game. We're based out of Florida, for those of you who don't know. So you're cheering for the Gators.
Of course, man.
And now we've had a swamp story. You're just fired up.
Ain't nothing greater than a Gator.
Okay, if you say so. Well, I'll go with that. Let's see. Dave's dialed up 888-88-SCUBA. How you doing, Dave? Welcome to Scuba Radio.
Hey, Greg. I just wanted to chime in you was talking about... Olympic events and peeing.
Yes.
And I just wanted to throw a couple out there for you that I didn't hear anybody mention. Synchronized peeing and platform peeing.
Okay, synchronized and platform. Those are Olympic events that he's suggesting, I guess.
Well, and I would think that platform peeing would be judged much like platform diving is. It would be a judged competition.
The less splatter, the better?
No, I think that there would be artistry involved.
It's best not to peter out on these events.
Oh, boy.
And I'm telling you what, I think that the girls' platform diving is the sort of thing you want to see, because that is a spectacle in and of itself.
Wow. All in the balance.
Yes.
Yeah. Like I said at the beginning of the show, we will have the latest dive news and information for you.
Exclusively.
Coming up.
Exclusively dive news and information.
It's coming up, really, isn't it?
Sometimes. Scuba Radio.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA. Scuba Radio, Divers Consumer Tip number 50. Dive computers do not allow you to surf the web for porn. Oh, sorry. So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And in the studio is Jeff Myers, COO and Vice President of Training for Divers Alert Network. How you doing?
Staying out of trouble. How about you?
Same, and hoping to keep it so.
Are you expecting to get into trouble sometime soon?
Expecting? No. Acknowledging the possibility? Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm going to need more.
Well, look, I got a friend who just got a new boat. And he's taking us out diving this weekend. He's a great guy. He's an awesome diver. And so is the rest of the group. But I'm afraid things are going to get a little rowdy without the structure of a traditional dive boat.
Well, that shouldn't happen. Diving from a private boat is no different than diving anywhere else. And if these divers are as good as you say, they know that.
Just to be safe, what things should I keep in mind?
The first thing to keep in mind is that while diving from a private boat can be a great adventure, it also means great responsibility. You're essentially diving without a safety net, and so all planning, safety considerations, emergency procedures, and everything else is on your shoulders.
So where do you start?
With the boat itself. Like dive gear, you need to make sure your boat is properly and routinely maintained, and it should meet all licensing and registration requirements. That goes for the boat's captain as well.
And if the boat is sound,
stock it with all the standard safety gear you'd have on a traditional charter boat. In addition to the standard marine requirements like life jackets, fire extinguishers, and radios, there should be a first aid kit on board and, ideally, an emergency oxygen unit.
What about dive flags, marker buoys, you know, that sort of thing?
All of the above, especially since in most waters it's required that boats with divers in the water fly a flag to indicate it.
Okay, so assuming the boat has safety gear for every contingency?
Make sure that there's someone on board who knows how to use it. The captain is an obvious choice, but there should be someone else who knows basic first aid and how to use the oxygen kit as well. If only one person has been formally trained, have that person give at least the basics during the dive briefing.
So you're in favor of a dive briefing, even on a private boat?
Oh, absolutely. I don't care where you're diving. In any group setting, a dive briefing is essential. In the case of diving from a private boat, it's no different than a charter. The captain should review the basics of the boat, both in terms of how to find everything as well as what procedures are to be followed, and that includes the plan of how the day will progress and the emergency plan.
What about when you're on site? What considerations do you have to keep in mind?
Even though the considerations of diving from a private versus a charter boat are the same, there are a few differences. Private boats are often not built specifically for diving, so you'll have to think about how you'll enter and exit the water, especially exiting. Ladders on private boats are not usually as easy to climb as those on a charter boat, so you'll want to think through your reboarding strategy before you get in the water. Dive lines are another consideration. They're unlikely to be as extensive as on a charter, but you should at least have a drift line in the water for divers who surface and get caught in the current.
What about a bubble watcher?
An excellent point. When you're planning the dive, you absolutely should decide who will be staying aboard to tend to things topside.
Is it really necessary? I mean, as long as you double-check the anchor line.
Anchors can come undone. Storms arise, conditions shift, divers surface far away. There are a lot of things that can occur that can be contained as small problems if you have someone on board that can respond quickly and efficiently.
So make sure the person you leave to tend to the boat knows what he's doing.
Yes. They should be completely familiar and comfortable with handling the boat, executing the dive and emergency procedures, and generally being the topside support.
Sounds like a lot to consider. It might be more trouble than it's worth.
No. When you get right down to it, it's still all about the dive safety essentials, planning, preparation, and communication. No matter where you're diving, you still have to be thorough in your planning. You still have to take time to prepare properly. You still have to talk the plan through with the rest of the group. You still have to make sure the safety equipment's on hand and that someone knows how to use it. Every dive requires the same care and approach, and we know how worth it they are.
You're right. Man, now I can't wait for the weekend.
Have a blast, buddy, and I can't wait to hear all about it. Unless, of course, you have room for one more.
Absolutely. Come on, Jeff. Diving from a private boat can feel like the epitome of diving independence. But remember, going out on your own means that you're on your own in terms of planning and execution. You know what to do, though. Think the day through like you do every dive day. And don't be afraid to talk to your fellow boat captains to make sure you've thought of it all. Do that and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
And before I forget, remember, September 26th at Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise, we have out of Freeport, Bahamas, not only do we have wild dolphins to go check out on that live aboard trip, we will also have Eric Douglas from Divers Alert Network on board with us, who is one of the people in charge of their training program there at Dan.
Wait, is he related to the writer Eric Douglas?
He does, yeah. Booksbyeric.com.
Oh, yeah. Wait, he's the that same is guy, him. Isn't he?
Flooding Hollywood. He's an author. He's a Dan dive trainer. He has
his name's not Arthur, it's Douglas.
Yeah, well, you can call him Arthur, though, especially after a cocktail or two.
Arthur.
The day of diving is done,
he don't get between that. The noon and moon. Never mind. I butchered it. Sorry.
Yeah, you did. That was
terrible. The moon and New York City. Say that fast three times, right?
I can't even say it once.
Now, Pete, that's Pete from Scuba Board. You're hearing chime in there with his puns. The pun master is here. And, you know, he dives
the
quite
a bit. The pontificator, if you will.
Yeah. And
I'm not dealing with the bad puns here. I want to just go on record for that.
Okay. Yeah, you dive quite a bit, and you get to play with all the new toys, just like me sometimes. But he has a tendency to even get stuff quicker than I do. with his stuff with Scuba Board. And what was the thing you were telling me there at the last break, that you got some new camera accessory that a lot of divers might enjoy getting their hands on?
The memory kick.
The memory kick.
The memory kick. It's so an awesome device.
Now, where do you get this thing? Is this like...
you can get it off of like B&W. Photo carries it. A lot of the places are starting to carry it.
They're all just, right.
There's going to be a big push on Scuba Board for old stock to go out on a really reduced price soon. So
okay,
look for
but
that.
But what is a memory kick? Explain.
Well, you know, when you take your...
Okay, enough singing, Bill. Come on. I'm getting nauseous here, dude.
He's killing me. I'm trying not to laugh. At least he could keep the same key. Memory kick is a device that you can bring. It's like a hard drive in your hand that okay. you can plug in any chip from any camera and load it onto this hard drive. So instead of having to bring your laptop on a live aboard or on even just a regular ocean trip, mm-hmm. you bring this little memory kick, and just the size of your hand, very easy, very cheap compared to a laptop if you happen to get it wet, you know, let the magic smoke out.
Yeah.
It's a whole lot easier to do, and you can share photos with everyone. You can push stuff off to a USB thumb drive. Right now they have a 40 gigabyte out. It's going to be coming out with 160. This one that he's looking at doesn't have the screen. The ones out now have...
Or it doesn't allow you to surf porn. That'll be in version 2.
Well, Bill's out of luck there.
All right.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to explorerventures.com. That's explorerventures.com.
So, tell me true, are you guys for scuba?
What does that mean?
I'm like the unofficial scuba king of St. Bart. So, if you are for scuba, I take you out on the boat, I show you the coral reef, and we have kind of like a scuba party.
You know, that sounds great, but we're not certified, so we're going to have to pass.
That is no biggie. I get to resort certified, couple of hours.
I have always wanted to try it.
Yeah? Mm-hmm.
All right, well, if you have a memory kick, you can capture those images and then share all those photos, according to Pete from Scuba Board.
They call it a memory kick media centaur.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm not that impressed.
You're not?
I've been able to squeeze any sort of those memory cards into my computer. They don't all work, but I've been able to force any size. Some of the people said that's never going to fit. I've been able to get it into my mm-hmm. my camera, so I don't think this is all that big a big a great shakes technology. I've been able to pretty much force anything in.
Scott?
With a hammer, probably.
Yeah, with a hammer, exactly.
I don't necessarily use a hammer. Sometimes just pick up a piece of wood.
Yeah, sometimes it breaks in half.
It happens.
It happens if you have the proper taekwondo skills.
Mm-hmm.
You know how to channel all
your power. This one's chopping wood all day.
Your internal power. But that's a whole other story. You know, I'll have more details on this next week on the big show. However, I do want to throw out a new brand of hard case I came across a couple months ago at the Matt Show, which is a boating show that we were doing with the World of Boating. These cases, kind of like these hard cases you buy for camera gear and stuff.
Right.
There's a new company out of Canada, of all places, ironically, Nanook.
And wow, that's hard.
They have a new latch system they call the Claw. It's lighter. It's more colorful. They come in more colors. And we're going to start, I think, making them available through scubaradio.com.
Oh, that's super.
One of their first U.S. dealers, because we were like, hey, these cases are so damn good.
Are they soft?
They are hard, but they're hard soft.
Squishy soft? Squishy hard?
They're soft and light. I mean, they're hard.
What happens if you rub them?
They're impact
All right.
resistant.
I cannot hear any more of this. No more.
They will
Angel,
protect
you blush so well.
Let me put it this way. Whatever you have, just put it in the box.
Okay.
And it'll stay there and live
and
happily
hard.
Ever after.
It's a warm box.
Next week. But you know, we're going to put them on the website so you can buy them. You're going to want one. Everybody's going to want this
Heck,
box.
I want two right now.
Yes. Hey, hour two of Scuba Radio's on deck. Don't go anywhere. Just getting started.
Each little slug here, cutting a rug here, under the sea. Each little snail here, know how to wail here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we in love here, down in the mud here, under the sea.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters? Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.